Education Secretary Betsy DeVos faced the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee this week. During her hearing, she was asked repeatedly if the Trump administration tries to create a federal voucher program, would she prohibit private schools from discriminating against students? A recent NPR investigation into state voucher programs found schools excluding LGBTQ students and children with disabilities. And this was DeVos's answer.
Schools that receive federal funds must follow federal law, period.
To explain what that means, here's Corey Turner of the NPR Ed team.
Must follow federal law, period. It sounds simple and forceful. Turns out, it's neither. And DeVos said it 14 times, prompting this exchange with Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley.
As I said before, and let me say it again, schools that receive federal funds need to follow federal law, period.
Here's what that really means. First, for LGBTQ students. No current federal law explicitly protects them from discrimination. The law that comes closest is called Title IX, but it only prohibits discrimination based on sex. There's no mention of sexual orientation or gender identity, which has led to big legal battles.
The majority view of the courts right now is that transgender students are protected from discrimination.
Seth Galanter was a senior official in the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights under President Obama.
The courts are more divided about whether LGB students are protected by federal law.
In an attempt to clarify things, the Obama administration issued a Dear Colleague letter telling districts that Title IX's prohibition on sex discrimination should include gender identity. Many conservatives and some school leaders considered that overreach, and the Trump administration rescinded it. Making things even muddier, Title IX also has an exemption for schools that are religiously controlled. Now, in many states, right now, the lion's share of voucher schools are religious. And so, Galanter says, that makes this whole question about whether federal law would protect LGBTQ students
kind of irrelevant.
Now to students with disabilities. They're protected by three different federal laws. One of them, the Americans with Disabilities Act, also has an exemption for private religious schools. Another, called the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, offers protections for kids in public schools, but loses its teeth when parents choose to enroll their child in a private school. That leaves something called Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, which says,
any recipient of federal financial assistance may not discriminate on the basis of disability.
Professor Julie Mead of the University of Wisconsin-Madison has studied state vouchers and the law. When it comes to a potential federal voucher program, Mead says Section 504 would require private schools to make minor adjustments for students with disabilities.
But they do not have to alter their existing programs or to add anything to it.
If a private school does not already offer special education services, Mead says, the law would not require it.
If I am a school leader, that permits me to control which students I serve by virtue of which programs I make available.
At one point in this week's Senate hearing, DeVos went back and forth with Senator Merkley.
I don't support discrimination in any form.
Does your program ban such discrimination? Yes or no?
DeVos answered again that schools receiving federal funds would need to follow federal law, which, it turns out, is another way of saying no. Because when it comes to protecting vulnerable students in a voucher system, federal law has its limits. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.